Snap to Cole on 2nd and 10. In the pocket, throws across the middle. Intercepted! Dolak has done it again, returning at the 45, hurling at the 50, at the 40, crossing the field. From left to right at the 35, at the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, bullseye! Oh my God, the most amazing play you will ever see from a guy who has five of them every game, Sean Dolak. Unbelievable.
Paul Peck on the call there.
Yes.
Sean Dolak.
UB Bulls football.
Just
bowl
doing
eligible.
His thing. Bowl eligible UB. Welcome back. It's good to see them thriving again.
Mm-hmm. Dolak's phenomenal as well.
Yes. And so I'll give a little shout out here as well to some of the guys that they do a great job covering UB like nobody else's business, the train wreck guys.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to give them a shout out at any chance that I can, because those guys, they love what they do. They have fun with it. So big ups to Maniac and the team there. They do a great job. And if you need anything UB, trust me, they're there.
Oh, yeah.
They're always there. So that said, you...
Stumbled across something?
You stumbled across something terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I had to brace for it.
Mm-hmm.
And during the break, I had to at least know, like, wait, is it so terrible that we shouldn't air this? Like, what are you talking about here?
Yes.
And now I wish you didn't tell me this, like, at all.
It's a little unfortunate.
Go ahead.
Buffalo Weather on Twitter. Historically accurate, by the way. European model.
Okay, so it's the European model for weather.
Yes. Goes insane with lake effect weather next week across Buffalo into ski country. Historically, the Euro model is the most accurate weather model, but it's good to use a conglomerate when forecasting. He says, really big lake effect signal on all models today. That makes sense with the cold air coming over the warm lake waters. Where the band's set up is anyone's guess at this point, but it could have implications on next week's Bills game. Looking at this map right now, around Orchard Park, 25.4, up on Grand Island, 15.7. I mean, along Lake Erie, 50.4. I assume that's relative inches of snow that would be, you know. So, and Aaron Quinn, who we've had on the show.
Yes.
He says,
friend of the program.
He says, what days? And Buffalo Weather goes next weekend into the following week. So this is post-Thanksgiving and heading into Bills game day, it looks like. That's what we're going to be dealing with.
So if it has implications, guess what? And I hate to say this, everyone. Bad weather typically balances out for the worst of the two teams on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be the team that might not have Nick Bosa or Brock Purdy,
right?
Who are both out for this weekend.
Who is playing quarterback for them?
Brandon Allen.
No. Oh. Whoa. Daniel Jones?
That might not be a bad idea for them.
It might not. He's getting paid still, even if they don't pay him.
But Purdy went from like getting imaging on his shoulder to out for this weekend against Green Bay. That's a drastic turn for the worse. Dare I say, Aaron Rodgers.
No, jeez. Jeez.
Complete the cycle as he was expected to possibly be the first overall pick and Alex Smith goes to San Fran.
Oh, update on Rodgers. Just came across the board.
Oh.
26 seconds ago from Bleacher Report via Diana Rossini.
Oh, so this again?
Yeah, it appears increasingly likely the Jets will place.
Yeah, that's something that I said during hour one with Booty Cheek.
Oh, I thought it said the Jets won't play. Sorry, I was misreading.
They would,
And this was 32 seconds ago.
They will likely do so.
So Bleacher Report's a little behind on that one.
Yeah, that's it. That's what aggregates do.
Yeah.
Bleacher Report really does pretty much that now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but the thing that they do that's positive is they give my boy Joe Yurden a place to write stuff, though,
yes.
In addition to Noted Hockey. So shout out Joe Yurden.
We're just another friend of the program.
Just getting shout outs to the friends of the program today.
Oh, man. The lake effect snow is just, I wasn't ready to see that. And I refreshed my Twitter or X just before responding to what you were saying, and that happened. I said, oh, no.
Yeah.
That was
the
all
immediate
I could say.
Sense of dread happened to you.
Yeah.
All right. So these are the times where I wish, like, my fantasy brain converted into real life, mm-hmm. and we had like a sub-zero to just freeze the dang lake.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So we have no massive lake effect bands.
This summer, it was just beaten on it with sun. All.
Also, it's still been warm in November.
Yeah, we've had 50-something, 60-degree days. And, you know, through October.
Was
Halloween,
it almost 70 on Halloween?
Yeah, it was almost 70 on Halloween. You know how frustrated I was? My parents used to make me put jackets on over my Halloween costumes as a kid. Like a Spider-Man with a jacket?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Puffy coat.
Yeah.
Puffy coat was required with your Halloween costume.
Yes. Like, what is that? 70 degrees? Are we serious?
I guess so. But hey, global warming ain't real. What? Did I say that?
Listen, the lakes are warm. Any cold air that goes over is going to promote lake effect snow. It's going to be a winter. Funnily enough, a couple weeks ago, I did a story for a sister station with the National Weather Service in AccuWeather.
We're going to get smacked around this year.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It might be later. It might be in like February, but we're
like
going to get
I
smacked.
Said,
yeah.
Like I said, Cryomancer Lake.
Yes. Ice staff.
Please. Yes. Give me an ice staff. I'll do it.
Let's get Elsa up in here. Freeze that lake. Both of them.
Yes.
Because it's come the other way, too, from down coming south,
yep.
from Canada over Ontario, and then coming mm-hmm. this way. Whatever way the jet stream feels.
Ice staff, I'll take it. I'll get this job done.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
I should run that for like a mayoral campaign.
Yeah.
Kramer and an ice staff. Vote to freeze the lake.
Yeah. let's put freezers at the bottom of the lake. We'll thaw.
We
got
to do something. Mm-hmm. Ice bomb.
Well, if you're it's like 50.4 inches for the South Towns.
Good
like, that's crazy.
Lord, yeah. That's just like that's crippling.
Yeah,
that's rough. And I feel like if that's already like
if you're kinda, a skier, I mean, you're kind of waiting for that.
But like if you're predicting, like if there's predicting that's going on with this thing, like the predictions are there. Hopefully there's proper warnings in place coming next week. Also, yeah, of course, the weekend after Thanksgiving. So when people are going to be, you know,
traveling,
heading home.
Yeah, traveling.
Leaving here or coming back, like leaving here or arriving back here after visiting family. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be really helpful. It's not.
No.
That'll be tough.
Well, you don't want it to affect the Bills game.
You don't want it to affect everyday life. Screw the Bills game.
Well, yeah. Yeah, everyday. everyday life.
And meanwhile,
is a lot
I just saw Evan get like those wide eyes because the last time I said screw the Bills game, that didn't really end well.
No?
No.
What happened?
I got mad at people.
Oh, no.
But essentially, though, screw the Bills game.
Right,
I want people
point,
to make sure they're okay.
That they're safe because we've had a couple yeah. blizzards now where people weren't okay. Okay, so yeah. that would be nice to not have that happen anymore.
People were mad that the game was rescheduled for the Steelers wild card.
It killed them anyway.
And then I got mad at the people that got mad.
I mean, it's not, again, my favorite saying.
Evan's looking at me like, yeah, I remember that, you son of a.
Yeah, my favorite saying, our favorite saying, though, not that deep.
Yep, it's not that deep.
The snow was deep,
the snow
but it wasn't
deep.
That deep.
Yeah, the snow will end up deep. That's
the game got played no matter what.
Yes.
It was for public safety.
People were sitting in snow benches,
mm-hmm.
snow bleachers.
I remember there was one, the Bills-Miami game 2 years ago, where the Bills wore the Color Rush ones right around yep. Christmas time.
Yes.
I was there, right in the 200s outside of the club, though,
yep.
like on one of the end zones. It was probably 2 feet of snow on the benches,
yes.
and we just had to like all clear them off.
People were like stacking snowballs up,
yeah.
atop each other.
Yeah, that was the snowball throwing game where
yes.
the refs were like threatening to penalize.
Hey,
the
cut
team.
It out!
Yeah,
yeah. Please don't throw snowballs at players.
No,
thank you. You're welcome.
Better than things that have been thrown at them historically, though.
Mm.
Not going to say that for our friends at the FCC, but. I'm not condoning throwing anything by
it. Just know that I'm judging you for even referring to it.
Yeah, I know. Disco dust was referred to a few weeks ago, too.
Oh my
I like
God.
To toe the line.
Stop.
No, come on.
No. Don't make me concerned. Don't do this to me. What did I ever do wrong? Don't answer that.
I just... The whole lake effect snow thing, it's a way of life. It's going to happen around here.
It's going to happen. You're going to have to deal with it.
Got to prepare.
make sure you take care of yourselves. Make sure you take care of each other in that sort of instance, too.
Yeah, if your neighbor's power goes out, invite him over.
Yeah. Have a time.
But I'm ready for a snow Bills game, though.
It's because of the aesthetic of the Steelers-Browns game?
It's the aesthetic of the Steelers-Browns game, but it's also just how, honestly, like a primetime game in the snow, like that, how beautiful it looks, no matter where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
With the lights, it makes it look like it's snowing 10 times harder than it is because you can see every flake with how bright those lights are. But I've always been one for winter football. I don't know about anyone else, but a winter football game.
Winter football is fine. I would just rather, you know, we not get it all at once.
Yeah. Spread it out. Spread the wealth. Like everybody eats. Everybody eats.
Every week you get
a little dusting.
You get some snow. Mm-hmm.
We don't get the dump.
You don't get, hey, do you like 30 inches of snow? No?
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah. That's forcing the ball to Stephon Diggs right there. Everybody's got to eat. Every week's got
to
have
That's
a
forcing
snow.
The ball to Terrell Owens.
Yes. Yes.
You want some drought memories right there?
Yikes. I don't know. See, like, I don't know what it is. There was a whole topic one week of what was worse, the drought or 13 seconds. And a lot of people said 13 seconds, which I was surprised by. I think it was just recency bias. But I get it. That's bad. But guess what? Your team is phenomenal. That's the takeaway of that game.
Team's good.
Your team is good.
Your team's great.
The drought, your team was never good. For 18 years,
you
team
were
never
at
good.
Best.
Yes. At best.
Typically.
You were approaching 500 at best. But at your worst, you won 2 games. What about that is better than 13 seconds? Nothing.
Yeah. You're talking about 17 years versus one game.
Yes.
Which wouldn't have guaranteed you a win, get you to the Super Bowl anyway.
Right.
Nor does it guarantee you a win in the Super Bowl. It was a divisional round playoff game. And I do know that I have to check my privilege on that. Because, like, the thing is that that day, Louis DiBiase had asked me a question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give Josh Allen Aaron Rodgers' career arc as a guarantee? And I said no. And it sparked a lot of debate because that meant, no, I'm not guaranteeing myself a Super Bowl win. But I also said it because I believe that this Bills team is destined for more.
Right.
But here we are. We're already into year 7 of Allen's career. He hasn't even gotten to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, Mahomes has done that to everyone. He has frustrated Burrow. He's only got one, and he's been riding the coattails of that because nobody else has gotten there other than number 15 in red.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's able to ride the coattails of it, because one guy keeps hogging it all.
Yeah.
We got rid of Tom Brady, and the spiritual replacement
was already here. And the spiritual
and
replacement.
And even beat him once.
Well, yeah, but the Super Bowl between the two of them, he got killed. He got killed. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady and the Bucks annihilated them that year.
Yeah.
That was bad. That was a boring Super Bowl.
That was not a good one, though.
No. Super Bowl history is fun to look at every so often. Just like the score, how boring, how exciting the games were. Halftime shows, too.
Yeah.
The Black Eyed Peas drought, if you will, after they performed, it wasn't really good again for a long time. So I think Super Bowl I'm excited for. Who's performing this year? Kendrick Lamar, I think?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's winter football. We're there.
Yep.
If snow is coming for the Bills game next week, you're going to see the big fuzzy bro togas out there.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills jackets. I mean, I own one myself when I would frequently go to games before I started working them. Winter football is upon us, and I cannot be more excited, except how about not 50 inches on us? That'd be great. Thank you.
Thanks, by the way. You made me look it up.
What?
Super Bowl history, the last 8 Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Only one of them has not included Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
And one of them included Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They've had a monopoly over it.
Yeah. Can you like let us all share? Because the one time that like neither of them have a chance to win it, it's Burrow and Stafford. That's why he's able to ride the coattails of it, because
he's been there every year.
Kansas City has been there 4 out of 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And that is fairly annoying.
Now that you're looking right at it. Yeah, it is annoying, isn't it?
And then the years prior, it's New England win, New England loss, New England win because that was 28-3.
That Super Bowl might have found me rooting for them a little bit.
Yeah.
To watch that comeback happen
no.
in the Super Bowl.
No. Not for them.
No?
No.
What year was that? Pre-Josh Allen, right?
Yes, it was 2017.
Yep.
No. God, no. I was hating every second of it.
I wanted the Falcons to win, but they started coming back, I was like, this would be kind of cool to see.
No, not cool at all. No. It actually stunk.
See, the thing is,
you're wrong, and that's okay. That's the beauty about having a platform is I'm allowed to tell you that you are wrong,
mm-hmm.
and it is okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay to be wrong.
Oh, I live by it.
Yeah.
I live by that decision to actively be like, oh my God, look, they're going to do this.
No, it's still wrong, and that's okay. I forgive you. You were just a kid. I forgive you.
I was 14.
Yeah.
Just a football fan.
Yep.
Barely a Bills fan. They just made the playoffs that year.
They would eventually make the playoffs that year.
Yeah, the next year.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But
I was 13 then, so I was even younger. Yeah.
So no. Like, it's okay. You were just a kid. I forgive you.
7 years ago.
That's it. I'm going to protect you. We're going to go to break and wrap this up.
Okay. Why they're coming for me now for saying that?
No, I just don't want them to.
Okay.
We're going to keep the target off your back here on Sports Talk Saturday.